theme tune?
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did.
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
I feel a bit sad.
I do, actually, as well. I miss being at the tap end with you both.
It's definitely going to miss you.
Is it?
I wasn't sure with tap end today how you wanted this, Becky, because we did a tribute to you a couple of days ago. So I wasn't sure really whether it should be a tribute to Becky or just a normal tap end with Becky doing a normal thing.
Yeah,
do you know
I think
what I mean?
That.
What have you gone for?
Bit of a mixture.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Bit of both.
Bit of both. Okay.
There's only so many tributes a person can have. I think I exhausted it with just the one.
Well, I am... This is my moment. Markeen McCutcheon.
Oh, lovely. I'm 90s boy band East 7 Keen.
And I am Obi-Wan Kenobi.
A great Keen to finish on, Becky.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Ready?
Ready.
Ready. After meeting Becky through Scott in the pub one night, we stayed loosely in touch. I was doing my best to try get a job in radio after doing student radio at uni, and Becky was really kind in helping me look for jobs. As a professional in her field, her advice was really useful. That's how I used to regard Becky, a professional.
Used to?
Yeah.
Used to.
Well, I don't mean
what, that. Until you worked with me and realised that I wasn't.
Well, it's just weird now because we all work together in that, but I used to hold you in really high regard.
So when you...
No, but you know what I mean.
Good.
Like,
it's going wrong.
I know what you mean, though. But
I know what you mean. She is a professional in her field.
It's weird to think of her like that, but she is professional at what she does.
You forget that on a daily basis, don't you?
Yeah.
It's not getting any better. Also, when you said we were friends, were you actually just using me to try and get a job then?
Because
that's how
not.
It sounds.
No.
Are you one of those weird ones that tries to... Kiss their way to the top.
Kiss their way to the top.
I thought that was left behind in the 1980s. I didn't realise people still did it.
Absolutely not. No, I respected you greatly. I was sitting at home playing a generic football game that rhymes with Queen Latifah when I got a phone call that was to potentially change the next few years at my tap end. I've been doing a couple of bits on the phone for the Scott Mills Show on BBC Radio 1, but I got an exciting call from Scott. He told me that the big boss of Radio 1 had heard some of the stuff I had done on the show and was asking about potentially getting me into Radio 1 to record some stuff in the studio to see how it sounded. This was big news, and I was well up for that. I was a bit nervous when the day came about, my first proper time at Radio 1. I waited in reception, and after a small wait, up popped the familiar face of Becky Huxtable.
To describe it a bit better, there's a set of stairs and I would have walked up the stairs. There wasn't like a little hole, like a porthole. I just stuck my head up.
You weren't like a mole.
Like a meerkat.
No, and nor were you working on the reception at that point, were you?
No.
You came down from the studios, which used to be in the basement. She led me downstairs. Not in any kind of seductive way, and not by the hand.
Why would it be?
Is that... Normally that would go, she led me upstairs. Leading someone downstairs doesn't normally lead to...
Good point.
Yeah.
We recorded about half an hour, exactly the same as a show that would be going out on the radio, and it was a really good laugh. We recorded a few of these half-hour, off-air shows, and luckily it ended up with me getting the job, which was a huge honour. But the best bit... was feeling that from day one, I was working for a team of people that I really liked and respected. A massively important part of me getting my job was thanks to Becky, and to that extent, she has shaped my tap end.
That's one.
That was meant to be a nice sentiment.
That was lovely until I realised it could have potentially been seen as innuendo, and then it made me feel a little bit awkward.
No, it's meant to be a nice...
You shaped his tap end.
I imagine me with some plasticine.
Oh,
sorry, Chris.
That was lovely, thank you.
I wanted this episode of 24 Years at the Tap End to be a tribute to Becky, but I wanted to try give some information on how she got her job at Radio 1. But unfortunately, I don't know much about this, so I have written what I know, and I think it would be a nice opportunity for Becky to fill in the gaps. Okay.
A little bit scared. Okay, here we go.
How far does this go back?
Well, all I've used is, I'm not going to lie, Wikipedia and what I could find on the internet. And I'm not sure that's a trusted resource.
Have you got it when she was a Black Thunder girl?
I'm not sure. We'll try filling the
gap. If you don't know what that is, that might sound a bit weird.
It sounds quite sexy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's not.
It really wasn't.
You sound like a gladiator.
Yeah.
No, it's like what local radio stations used to do, where you just turn up in a people carrier to a local fete.
The and hot then, girls.
And well, yeah. Yeah. And then they go, and the Black Thunders will be at the fete today. And
that's, really?
Yeah, she did that.
Do we have Black Thunders here? We don't, do we?
No, never really got involved with that.
It does sound like you'd make a fantastic gladiator, wouldn't you?
Really?
That's not an insult. I just mean.
What?
Well, no, because you've got both strength and looks.
Do you mean like Russell Crowe or do you mean like.
Jet.
Yeah. Jet style, okay. Yeah, lightning. You'd be fantastic on the gauntlet.
Strong in body.
But good looking as well. What would your gladiator name be? It'd be probably something Hux is a. What's that wolf like thing which is a hot. Huxley hound.
Pig?
No, is there such a thing? That's not a good gladiator name, is it?
I used to get that all the time at school.
I think the hound. Do you know what I mean? Something
the hound. Like, why the hound?
It just sounds.
Do they like have like long flappy ears?
No. Becky was an ambitious young lady from the West Country who got her big break at radio after working in production at several local radio stations, where she was the girl on the ground, driving around the local radio car. And covering stories. Is that right?
Well, it was more like dishing up promotional meatballs and stuff, but.
And
yeah,
that was as a Thundercat?
Yeah.
She also spent a brief amount of time as a newsreader. This is according to Wikipedia.
This was very brief, yes. I did some freelance newsreading.
Can you do your news
explain?
Voice?
Yeah, I couldn't
no,
believe
I couldn't,
this when I read
can't,
this.
I can't read properly.
Oh, that's good.
No, I mean, I can't read in like a newsy way.
Well, what are you doing being a newsreader then?
Yeah, that's why I gave it up after like four shifts.
Oh.
But did you have to break news? Was it like breaking news?
No, not much happened in the West Country.
You must have that on tape somewhere, on cassette.
A bucket has been stolen.
Yes, there is a lot.
Why have you not brought that to the table?
Obvious reasons.
Did you wear a suit?
No, I wore very smart on my top half and then like nothing really on the bottom half.
Yeah.
Like most
of
newsreaders.
Oh, wow,
readers.
Really?
Yeah, like Hugh Edwards does.
Yeah.
Nothing down below.
Yeah. And Michael Burke used to do that.
He genuinely did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Or is that? Well,
I think that was a story that was just between me and him. Sorry, Michael.
But soon she grew too big for the tank.
What are you talking about now?
And she searched out a bigger field to graze.
Oh, these are
analogy.
Yeah.
Radio 1 was that field, and she liked the look of the grass. She was an instant hit in the office, and her quirky ways quickly got her noticed by Sarah Cox, whose show she was working on. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Becky was to spend many of her years at the tap end at Radio 1, on the Edith Bowman show, and a large amount of that time on the Scott Mills show. Who was your favourite?
What, out of all the presenters?
Yeah.
I have to say Sarah, otherwise she'll get very offended. She's very, what's the best way to describe her? She's
needy.
Very delicate. Sarah, yeah, I have to say Sarah because she's very delicate.
Hello,
delicate.
I'm here.
Yeah. No, but I have to say Sarah because if I say Sarah, you know secretly that you're the best.
Yeah, okay.
But then if I say Sarah, she'll be happy because if I don't say she'll text me going, hey, babe, why didn't you say I was the best? I thought I was your favourite.
Okay,
We're no longer friends, babe.
That's fine.
But that's a cop-out on that answer because you've been sneaky there. This is why I think you've lasted so long at Radio 1 because you see, what you've done there is appease Scott as well.
I think what you call it is excellent talent management skills.
It is good.
24 years at the tap end is a nice way to reminisce on the past, and it's really cool to celebrate everything Becky has done in the present. If you've got the audio tape to go along with this autobiography, press play now on Emotional Music.
In the years to come, will you think about these moments that we share?
I know the future is going to have lots of good stuff for Becky, and unlike when X Factor contestants say it, I know she will have other exciting projects in the pipeline. So this is the last 24 years at the tap end that we will all do together. And I know we will stay in touch, and the future will create more memories. And I hope every time she has a bath, she has it at the tap end and thinks of me. Not in a dodgy way.
That's really sweet. Oh.
Oh, thanks, Chris. That's really nice.
What an up here.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.